Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Brian Baker, a.k.a. Bake Show. He's thrown 7 1/3 innings this year so far. 4 hits, just 1 run. He gave up that run in a game he got the win in against Toronto on Saturday. 1 walk, 9 strikeouts, and he's getting double play balls as well.
Yeah, to me, the big difference is the changeup, and the changeup against lefties has become an absolute weapon. I mean, that's where he's struggled against lefties in his career, but... Like last year, he threw 35 changeups to lefties all season. He's thrown 12 already this year. And that's where the ground balls come from. That's where some of the swing and miss comes from. And the league does not have a hit off his change yet. Still early, obviously. And the slider, I think, has played up because of the change. And the slider's been a real plus pitch for him. Look, everybody up here, for the most part, can hit velo and... The four-seamer, they're slugging .444 off of. So these other pitches have to be plus-plus, I think, to keep him off that fastball and make him a true three-pitch mix pitcher. If it just goes back to fastball slider, I think he's in trouble. But, I mean, his baseball savant page is on fire. Like, if you're a pitcher, you want that page to be red. And, it's pretty ridiculous. 89th percentile in off-speed run value, 72nd percentile in breaking ball value, 74th percentile in pitching run value overall, 82nd percentile in expected ERA, 97th percentile in K rate, 81st percentile in walk rate. He's a guy who has given out free passes in the past, 72nd percentile in whiff rate, and they're still not really chasing much. And I think there's more chase to be had from that changeup, and the more he throws it, the better his touch and feel will get. But, like, when you come in and get into a high-leverage situation with multiple men on base and get two outs with one pitch and do it repeatedly more than once this early in the season, you're living right.
And how he's getting those double play balls is his ground ball percentage is way up year over year. It's up over 10%. And, guys, just in situations with men on base... It's been 10 plate appearances, 6 strikeouts. With runners in scoring position, 4 plate appearances, 3 strikeouts. He's been nails in
those big situations. He's the go-to guy in inherited runner situations. He's doing what they used to ask Colom to do.
So, the question, are you buying it? Is this sustainable? Are we going to see Brian Baker? He's not going to every 7 innings be this lights out, but is he going to be a quality reliever for this team?
Do I think he could stick around all season?
Yes.
Let's put it that way. I do. He's out of options. They've stuck with him this long. They don't want to give him away. He has They want growth mindset. They want you to adapt and evolve and emerge, and he has. And look, they've trusted him in the past when I'm like, why do they trust this guy as much as they do? He's given them reason to trust him now. We know that Cano is not good with inherited runners on. Not. We know they don't have a right-handed length guy with Suarez being out. We know that as much as they want to pretend that Soto is a true reliever, he's a lefty-lefty guy. He's a lefty-lefty specialist. If he faces righties, he will get hit hard. And Dominguez right now is their plan B closer slash setup guy. And I don't trust Sino Perez against anybody.
Nah, yeah, he looks terrible.
So I think Baker is on the A-team right now. He's a big part of the A-team, and he's the go-to guy in inning 5, 6, or 7 with somebody on base.
Bone, you buying?
I think Jason put it right. I'm buying that he can stick around just based on what we've seen. Is he going to be this dominant? I'm going to wait and see this because we've seen him have these Linsanity stretches in the past where he looks really overpowering and really good. This does feel a little bit different in large part because of the changeup and Ben McDonald.
He's so economical. We've seen him do that in the past, but it's 3-2 and then he throws a high heater and somebody chases it.
Yes.
He wasn't getting out of innings on 5 and 7 pitches.
And the ground ball rate is way, way up, which definitely makes you feel good.
Coming up next, he's an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage. Is Mike Bordick buying the Bake Show? We'll ask him that and more next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.